It's time for Let's Chat with Rustic, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustic. To another episode of Let's Chat with Rustic. My name is Nick Russell. And once again, this week, I want to continue along that journey and that discussion and that chat about being an expert. We've talked about the journey to becoming an expert. We talked about, you know, as an entrepreneur, we all had that spark, that passion that we found in whatever it is that we're doing. And then how we transitioned from just having that idea and that spark into actually starting down that path and becoming an expert in starting out as a reporter and finding out and learning and publishing and doing podcasts and interviewing and all that kind of stuff. And really learning and diving deep to find out what how other people in our industries are doing what they're doing and why it's so successful. And then we talked about taking little bits and pieces of this, of everything that we've learned to create our own frameworks in order to use those frameworks to serve our audience and teach them as well and provide as much value to them as well, right? So I want to continue on with that discussion. I want to talk about being that expert and being that leader in your industry and providing value. Now, it's funny that when I was at the beer store, and we talked about this before, about me being the beer guy, and whenever a customer came in looking for a new beer, or they wanted to try something different on a Friday night or a Saturday night, pretty much every store that I had been at, no matter if it was part-time, full-time, or even as manager, My staff or the staff that I was working with that night would come find me in the back or in the office, or if I was serving another customer when I was finished, I would be introduced to a customer that's looking for a new beer. So I was the one that discussed with them the different styles of beer, what they're looking for and all that kind of stuff. So as that went on, I always said that I was quote unquote doing my homework when I brought new beers home. I mean, I'm a big beer guy. I love craft beer. So I'm always trying something different. And the more I had, the more I got to learn the different styles, the different tastes, flavors, the different colors of the beer, if it's an amber or pale or whatever. And then I got to learn what that was paired well with. If you are having a steak dinner, what beer would you want? If you're having fish tacos, what beer would you want? If you're having something spicy and so on, right? I thought I was a beer expert. Now, really quickly, I realized I wasn't that much of an expert. I knew a lot about beer and about craft beer, and definitely knew a lot about the industry, both from the big guys to logistics to retail to the craft side. But when I actually came to beer, I was far from an expert. Now, when I first started Rustic, now, very early on, I was at an event at a local brewery, and at the time, the brewer there, his name is Michael Bodwin. Now, Mike was the brewer, and he is somebody that kind of did what I did while I was at the beer store. He loves what he does. He loves being a brewer. And he took things to the next level. So he just didn't stay in the back and brewed all day. He would interact. So in between what he was doing in the back brewing, he would always come up and interact and engage with the customers that were in the tap room. And there was a networking event that he was there still brewing. And he came up and mingled and talked to us about the different beers. And he recognized me from social media and introduced himself. And then we got to chat. Now, from there, he had a small little beer talk just a very simple one, going over the different styles, and I really loved it, and I loved his teaching style. Now, we'll fast forward a couple of years later, with him moving to a brand spanking new brewery, where he had full control of the beers that he wanted to brew, and the owners really let him take onus on the beers. And personally, this brewery is one of my favorite breweries, and his beers are my favorite beers. Now, there's sommelier when it comes to wine. Now, when it comes to brewers, there's a, I don't know if it's a program or course or whatever you want to call it, but it's what they call the Cicerone. So it takes your beer knowledge all the way up to different levels. Well, Mike is a master Cicerone. He's at the highest level you can be when it comes to brewing beer and knowledge of beer. He is a true expert when it comes to beer. Now, he is going out of his way in becoming an expert in beer. He's done all these different things, from being a home brewer to working his way up to a master Cicerone. And when I tell you, you take two stouts that, even for me, that are pretty much identical, he'll tell you so many different things about this stout compared to this stout, what's different here, what's different there. And it's amazing what he knows about beer. But he had a masterclass, kind of a beer teaching tasting night. And he took a handful of different pilsners. And I sat in a room at the brewery with a lot of homebrewers. As we continued on in this training and tasting, I learned really quick I was not an expert. And especially when it got down to the point where we had the tasting, because he did a blind tasting with all of these different pilsners. And it got to the point where I had every one of these pilsners beforehand, one of which being a brewery in Toronto by the name of Steam Whistle. And for a year, and it's still one of my favorite beers. That is my favorite pilsner, hands down. I didn't even recognize that it was Steam Whistle, and I liked one of the other pilsners a lot better. So that just goes to show you how you can take what you've learned. So Mike, in all of his years of being a brewer, actually went on and took it upon himself and learned everything he possibly could, getting to that point where he was a master Cicerone, and he is now probably one of the best brewers in all of Canada. I don't really know if there's something to track that. I guess it's personal taste, but in my opinion, he is. But he became an expert, and not only did he become an expert, he took everything he's learned over the years of all the different Cicerone classes that he took, and he developed his own frameworks. And being a brewer, you're selling beer. So that's kind of one side of the business. The other side of the business is engagement, where he actually goes out and engages with the customers that are in the tap room when you're allowed to do that once COVID is all, we're past COVID. But he actually goes out in the patios now, and he's interacting with people, asking people what they like about the beer, what they don't like, helping people decide what beer's best for them, the differences between the beers. So he's taken his expertise and he's giving that knowledge to everybody else. While he's also doing these tastings and classes once we're allowed to open back up and have them inside again. But he's giving this value away for free for the most part, except for the master classes on tasting. There's a little cost to that, but that's okay. But for the most part, he's out there giving all this beer knowledge for free. So when you take a brick and mortar brewery, now he's taking that next step and he's going above and beyond in teaching all these people. Now that's just one example. So that's just an example being in a brewery and having a brewer become an expert in going above and beyond and serving his audience. Now, when it really gets down to it, there are three main categories that you can become an expert in and that you're going to market to. There's health, there's wealth, and there's relationships. So I want to ask you this question here. So if you're listening to this podcast, head to our Facebook page and we'll have a discussion there. If you're watching this on YouTube, we can have a discussion in the comments, or if you see this post on Facebook where we promote the podcast. But I want to ask you, out of the three, where is your audience? Is it in health? Is it in wealth? Or is it in relationships? Now, those are just the three main categories. Each of those can be broken up into subcategories that all tie into each one of those. And then there's, from those subcategories, there's different niches. So for example, if you buy and flip houses for a living, that ultimately goes into the subcategory of real estate, which then goes into the category of wealth. Right? So there's so many different categories that you can go in. So I want to have, before we dive a little deeper into this topic, I want to really open that conversation up first to see if you guys know and what your main category is when it comes to where you're marketing to. Now, as a marketer, I'm definitely not in health. I'm more in the relationship side of things, kind of in between the wealth and relationship, but in the relationship because I'm building relationships with everybody and I'm helping businesses build that relationship with their audience. And from that relationship, that's where it branches off into some subcategories where you get the ultimate outcome that you're looking for, right? So that's really all I had to say for today. And I really wanted to drive home being that expert and serving your audience. So that this whole process we've talked about and becoming that expert, now that you become the expert, how could you use that knowledge and go out and serve your audience with that? And telling a story about Mike and how he does his things and how he takes his frameworks and teaches his audience and his customers about beer. That's what a true expert is and what he's doing for the community through the brewery and through his own efforts in teaching everybody about craft beer. So if you're in the Windsor area, I'm usually there once a week, once every couple of weeks on the patio. Come say hi, we'll have a pint. But until then, if you're not from the Windsor area, I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Hold up one quick second. I have one thing to offer you, and it's absolutely free. So just give me about 20, 30 seconds of your time, and I promise you this is going to be worth it. Now, if you've been listening to my podcast, my blogs for the last few weeks, we've been talking about Expert Secrets, a book by Russell Brunson. Now, this is a book you can get absolutely free. All you have to do is click the link to the description of this podcast or YouTube video if you're watching it. This is not just any book. This is a book that helps you find your message, no matter what your industry is, and use that to serve your audience and become an expert in whatever field it is you're in. Now, this book is what Russell uses. Everything from cover to cover, he uses this to coach his clients. And to be one of his clients, he charges $10,000. So you could either spend $10,000 to learn from the best marketer in the world, or you can click the link in the description of this podcast/YouTube video and get your copy of Expert Secrets absolutely free. I've read this book about 4 or 5 times at least, and I use it as a textbook now because it is that good. So again, if you want Expert Secrets for free, something Russell Brunson uses and charges his clients $10,000 for, you get that absolutely free by clicking the link in the description of this video or heading to rusticmedia.com/links and click on the Expert Secrets button.